We should make an interactive bracket.
Yeah.
Your favorite episode. People always do brackets this time of year. This is the time of year where brackets rule the world. They put brackets on everything. We got a basketball bracket.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, you know, we should do a bracket on?
And it's busted.
Everything. I used to do a bracket every year on random unrelated things. That was my favorite one.
What should our bracket be? We should make one for the fans, or at least have the fans submit one, and then we'll make one, and then we can decide.
We can fill it out.
I vote for food.
Fried chicken. Best fried chicken in the world.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A is a one seed.
We're not going to be
Popeyes is the number one overall seed.
I like churches.
We're not going to be.
Whoa. See, that's why we need a bracket. Hey, you like church's chicken?
When me and Si were in Miami, they said, we went to a restaurant.
No, you did not go to Miami and eat church's chicken.
No, we didn't. No. But okay. This is the tip I got.
Because that's a great food town, man.
He brought some home with him in his suitcase.
Well, nah, he probably did do that. So
we were at a swanky joint where we were eating, and it was swanky. I went in the men's room, and when I came out, the guy handed me a towel, and I washed my hands, and he said, try the fried chicken. It's the best you've ever eaten.
The best?
So I try fried chicken in Miami, and church has got it beat by far.
Oh, my God.
Bad call. I had the filet mignon, and it was
And that was good. That's excellent. What I should have went with.
Way to go out on a limb.
I will say the best fried chicken I've ever had. My friend has a restaurant in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And you can't beat that. Grace Meat and Three. If you're in St. Louis, go to Grace Meat and Three. See my boy Rick.
The problem if we do fried chicken, man, there's a lot of gas stations around the world. Like, we ain't going to be able to sample it. Some of it we just going to have to, guess at.
We 64. I mean,
huh?
We just guess the best 64. My boy Rick's a one seed against Popeyes.
Uh-oh.
But see, you can't do that unless you can sit them out here and,
Hunter, I need you to order a 64, times four.
Different pieces of fried chicken.
64 buckets, boys.
And for me, there needs to be at least 64 thighs.
Yeah, I was about to say all thighs, ooh, baby.
So, or legs.
No, get off that.
Si likes the legs.
Hey, the legs are good.
Thighs or wings?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
I like legs. 64 legs.
All right, let's get the legs, boys.
Phillip's a leg, man. He's 5'6".
That's 5'7". Thank you.
Hey,
give me more credit.
I'm sorry.
We would have a good bracket here because the people that listen to this are from little old sweet ladies to 12-year-old kids.
I'm kind of interested if they'll send their own in, but how quick can it get here? Or do they just
fried
bring
chicken?
Yeah, or they just bring it in a basket.
Oh,
or
man.
Start showing up with baskets full of fried chicken and leaving it in the bed.
We've got your fried chicken.
Everybody brought in their own bucket of chicken. Tell me, okay, try mine.
Yeah.
I mean, don't dare me to have
I like
a good
the
time.
Idea you come up here, boy.
Yeah, man. And I'm going to tell you, I like Cane's chicken. I know that's not everywhere, but that's good chicken.
I mean, it's solid.
All they do is chicken.
Strips. Chicken strips.
Boneless chicken. Si, you don't eat boneless chicken, do you?
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Yeah.
Are you
he was trying to make a joke here.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I ain't going that route, boy.
He ain't going that route.
I ain't going that route.
So are we
I don't think we do fried chicken.
No.
We could do movies, but then it would be we'd have to have a full bracket of Westerns for Si.
Yeah.
That would be the Southwest region.
cattle drive, son.
Cattle
drive. It's all about cattle drives.
What about snacks?
Where's the beef?
We can
our bangs.
Hey,
that's
we a good can one. Procure snacks.
Where's that's the right. beef?
We could get 64 snacks.
Yeah.
Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes, clearly a one seed.
Nobody has to send those in because I'm very well aware how they taste.
Yeah, well,
I can vote on that one without eating one.
We're going to taste it anyway. That's clearly a one seed. I don't see
Dots
it getting
pretzels.
Upset. That's
a one seed.
Is that a one seed?
It is.
That might be a two seed.
I'm a Dots pretzels man, not a regulation pretzel.
I need
man.
A whiteboard.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have to make it. So, fans, hello@duckcallroom.com. Submit your favorite snacks. If it's some kind of regional thing that we won't know nothing about, Address is 117 Kings Lane, West Monroe, Louisiana. You're going to have to send it here.
Bring it.
Right. So fake we can, fake it till you make it.
But like if it's peanut M&Ms, I get that. We know what those taste like. We can put them there.
I really love what you just did there.
What's that?
We gave them our address so we get more snacks.
Well, if it's regional, don't send us nothing we can go buy. Like, but if it's something that's hard to get some places, you're going to have to send it in if you want us to vote on it.
Oh, yeah. I found one online.
Of snacks?
Or
a blank bracket.
Cheez-Its are not a one seed, people.
They're not. No.
Whoever made this bracket, get out.
Yeah, that's out.
Cheez-Its a one seed?
I mean, I like Cheez-Its, but they're not.
Now, Butterfinger is going to have to be a one seed.
What?
Yeah.
For Butterfinger?
And anything with chocolate almonds has got to be at least a two seed.
Okay, Phil's out.
No, hold on.
We're doing this when you're not here.
We're going to have to bring in the big Godwin.
One seed, send some sugar. One seed, almond, chocolate, it's two seeds.
There you go. Thank you, Si.
So, I'm confused.
You're dazed and confused. That's right.
What?
I'm not dazed and confused. Do you really think his opinion on food is valid?
So, Butterfingers and chocolate almonds.
Oh, hey.
There's going to be some upsets in round
that's
one.
Money.
Oh, no,
that's
gotta
money.
Be a,
that's
oh,
money.
No, they ain't no
we're going to have a 16 beat a 1.
Oh, no.
I'm with Si on this one.
So, we need like a salty snack bracket, a sweet bracket, candy.
Yeah, if you're into that.
Who's not into candy?
I don't really care for candy, but are you talking about like Swedish fish and junk like that?
You're not in for a good bunch of almonds that mixed with chocolate?
That's not candy.
Yeah,
that would be in the chocolate.
Yeah. There's going to be its own chocolate.
That's what, yeah.
Okay, and then
when he's talking about candy, he's talking about like
Airheads.
Airheads and dead
I
gum.
Love an airhead.
Mike and Ike's Sweet and stuff
tarts.
Like that. Sweet Tarts, Smarties, all that kind
Skittles.
Of stuff.
Skittles.
Mentos. He's talking about junk.
Huh?
That's what he's talking about.
He's talking about little forms.
That's the category.
Little forms of solidified sugar
We're going to have to. Y'all got too many brackets going here.
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be 64 of them.
So we're going to have the.
Why we got to have 64?
Because that's what a bracket is. Are we not doing the full?
And I'm going to say, like, Triscuit. Then we're going to be like a 15 seed. They're going to pull an upset because Triscuit's cool. And then we're going to have the snack cakes.
Mm.
Then we're going to have honey chocolate. Buns? And then we're going to have candy.
And honey buns?
So Dot's Pretzels is going to be up there with the Triscuits and the Cheez-Its, which is like an 8 seed at best.
Boy, that's the one seed taking it all the way home.
It's got a good shot.
We need to include some potato chips and beef jerky as far as snacks go.
Beef jerky just threw
me beef jerky's out.
What?
Yeah, we're at beef jerky.
What about it?
They're going to have to be a play-in. They're going to have to have a 68-team field and have a play-in game.
But a Slim Jim could win the whole thing.
Slim Jim could win the whole thing?
If we're throwing Slim Jim in here, then somebody go get a can of Vienna sausage. I mean, like...
You want to talk about the ultimate 16
Vienna
seed.
Vienna sausage, buddy.
Sausage is going to get blown out.
By who?
By everybody.
Not by Slim Jim.
I agree with you, Martin.
Not by, I mean, it's just not.
No.
So
no, Slim Jim's not that great.
Slim Jim's is the lowest part of the totem pole.
Hey, you tell him, Si.
Unless y'all want to buy advertising, then we're going to talk about how much we love it at slimjim.com/duck.
Go to slimjim.com.
Paying the bills, buddy.
Step into the duck car.
Break into a Slim Jim.
Yeah. It's a soft sale, but if y'all want it, we got slots.
If I'm ever sponsored by a company that also sponsored Macho Man Randy Savage.
That's a win.
That's going on my tombstone.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like a very small part of it.
Are you going
no,
work,
you just
going
need to get like a little carving of Randy Savage in the corner.
Oh, hey, you can get
one. Jim Brothers.
You're going Worcester now.
You're going to have to wear them weird glasses, though. Them like full.
Those things are sweet.
Oh, boy.
I've been thinking about getting into weird sunglasses.
Well, you sell enough of them. These new age fishermen like them big walled mirror things. You might as well get you some of them.
That's not a bad idea, Martin.
See, you can probably sell them to every high schooler around here. As long as you get white frames on them.
Sun chips.
Them garden salsa slap.
The garden salsa. That's a three seed at least.
Them garden salsa slap. See, this is the problem. Yeah, this is.
64 is going to be tough to narrow this joker down to.
It's really going to be – the problem is it's going to bring a self-awareness of just how unhealthy we are.
Well, that's okay because we take our vitamins in the morning with one scoop.
That's right.
But
– there you go.
Well, I, you know, know.
But I guarantee you, we're going to get more than 75 or something in us after that's there, all said.
There is a thing about snacks. They rule, but you got moderation. Otherwise, you end up like me, you know, a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Not man, in a great spot.
But if we end up with like one of them 1 pound bags of peanut M&Ms, I'm in trouble.
Because you can't quit eating them.
I tell you right now.
Peanut M&Ms on the chocolate scale.
That's good.
That's a solid. But I mean, it can't be above a Reese's egg.
See?
That's a one
see,
seed.
That's what I'm
that's
saying.
That's a one seed.
What about the marshmallow peeps?
They're not even in the top 16.
What?
Man.
Yeah, didn't make the tournament. Man.
Yeah, like they're down there in the Mid-American Conference battling for fifth.
Yeah,
like,
you talking about NIT tournament? What are we talking about?
No, they ain't even in the NIT. Like they're already on the recruiting trail right now. Like they're calling all the guys that – never mind. Anyway.
They got recruiting problems.
They got issues.
Yeah, peeps are
– once a year.
Peeps equal gar.
Yeah, uh-oh.
That's what that is.
No, I'm with you.
It's gar a gar. Balls.
Mega gar.
Hey, gar ball.
I'd rather have a gar ball
he's
than
being,
a peep.
He's being what? Quiet. Are you into peeps?
No, I mean, I like peeps, but I eat them once a year.
I mean,
I got some out in the truck.
Speaking of once
Easter's
a year,
coming up.
Candy corn.
So let's just, before we go to break, let's break down why Phil can't be a judge.
This is not a hot issue.
He brings home leftover hamburger and chicken and dumplings from the
Tennessee.
Middle of nowhere, Tennessee.
Hold on. I did that twice. I only did that twice.
You fly to Miami and eat fried chicken.
Yep. From because the guy in the bathroom told me it was delicious.
Wait, it was in the bathroom?
Yeah, the guy handed me the towel and said, try the chicken.
You never
listened. Oh, it was a bathroom attendant.
You never listened to anybody in Miami.
But if
in
his
the
opinion was valid, they'd have had him at the host stand. So.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you hear nothing else from this podcast ever your life.
Don't ever listen to a man in a Miami bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. If we give you any advice, take that.
Well,
you're disqualified from being a judge.
And you take advice from a man in a Miami bathroom.
I did that once.
If the advice was anything other than here's a mint.
And when I left.
Like, you're out.
No, when I left, I went and found him. I said, hey, man, chicken wasn't all that. Chicken
did you tip
chicken
him?
Chicken wasn't much.
No.
Okay. I got a thing about that weird bathroom attendant thing. I don't like it.
No, he's standing there waiting for you, sir. And he's got the hand towel.
You're supposed to tip him.
I was just like, hey, what's up? Plant your corn early.
Well, maybe he gets maybe he gets a piece of every fried chicken sale.
Oh,
like,
hey,
you know.
Here's a news flash. Bathrooms just remind me.
Oh, no.
For those that have not been over to Europe and in Germany specifically, okay, hey, you may go in a men's bathroom in Germany, and there is a woman in there with a towel like he's talking about. Here's your towel.
Try the chicken.
That arguably makes me more comfortable than going in there and there's a man.
Well,
there,
I'm just saying, hey, it happened.
Like,
It freaked me out the first time it happened. I thought I'd went in the wrong room.
I got something to say about bathrooms after Phil. Huh.
Okay, no, I wasn't freaked out by this guy until he slid the towel underneath the stall.
Then it got freaked.
He's making stuff up now.
I joke about that.
That's Miami.
I was walking out.
But can I say something about bathrooms in America? Because I've been to Germany. Why do our doors not shut all the way? There's like a 6-inch crack in some of these things. Not really, but like.
Oh, yeah. You see right
what,
in.
What, can we get some privacy here? Does that never bother
That's
anybody
no
else?
Good. No,
I ain't there long
I don't
enough
like
for that
it.
To bother me.
Just
yeah, no privacy.
When I was in Germany, they had like a full door. Close it. I was like, oh, this is what I'm talking about. Like at Bucky's.
Yeah.
Bucky's done figured it out. Close the door.
I don't I see I'm
So I want to come up with
I'm a home
app.
Pooper.
No, see, I'm not.
If, oh yeah, you drive.
I mean, I'm gonna attempt to get home. Like I'm not gonna be like, oh, I think I have to poop and go in a public bathroom. If I go in there, the mustache has started sweating.
Ooh.
We are in a bind, oh, no. Jack.
Yeah, okay.
Like, so those things never, like, if I'm in there, it's record time because we are threat level midnight. Like,
threat level midnight.
I mean, I'm walking in with a dude wipes ready to
this
roll.
This is, hey,
son.
Houston, we have an emergency.
Biggin.
Anytime Si tells me that we need to get to the restroom, when he says, hey, we need to get to the restroom, I just hammer it. I'm driving like out of control to the first restroom that we can get to.
Yeah.
And I want to come up with an app that you can put in and score all the bathrooms around the United States.
I thought they had one of them.
No. There's a bathroom rating app?
No, I thought so.
I don't know.
Yelp doesn't have a public restroom.
But I want to make an app that does that.
Well, who's going to score it? You?
Everybody who goes to the
bathroom.
Because
judging by your list of snacks, I'm not following these tips either.
Oh, come on.
I'm just saying.
There you go, boy.
I can't get no respect.
Where did you get that tip? Oh, Miami bathroom.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, quick.
Try the fried chicken.
While we're on this app, now that we've created the app, how many stars does the Miami bathroom? Do you give it a 4-star for the bad advice on the chicken?
No, it was 5-star. It was very nice.
There's no knock for the chicken advice.
Yeah. The chicken advice, that, one
put,
star.
No, you put a 5-star, and then in the comments you say, but don't trust attendance.
Yeah. Don't eat the chicken.
Like, bathroom was clean.
That used to be a big thing, though. You were talking about the score in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, and hey, look, most of the gas stations, Texaco was number one for the cleanest and nicest bathroom.
Does Texaco still exist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It probably don't, but back in the 60s, okay, hey, that was number one.
That's where you stopped to poop. Huh?
If you had to use the restroom somewhere, hey, Texaco.
You could take your bucket in there and get your medicine done and everything all at one time.
That used to be like McDonald's thing.
What?
Clean bathrooms. They hung their hat on that. They were like, hey.
Well, now they don't even remember to put a piece of meat in their hamburger. So, like,
did that happen to you recently?
That happened to Brittany.
Fix the ice cream machine.
She got bread and ketchup.
She ordered the cheeseburger. Got home, it had everything but the meat.
It had the cheese.
Had the cheese.
No patty. How do you miss the
cheese? No patty.
The cheese has gone on the meat.
Pattyless.
No patty.
Hey,
the world we live in today, man, is wild.
Hey, look. I'm gonna tell you what that was. That was they was doing a test.
Okay. On what?
If it would sell.
Yeah, well.
She didn't come back for another one.
It didn't work out.
Si, did y'all used to have to pay a dime to get into the restroom? Do you remember that?
Huh? No, it was a quarter.
Grief.
Where?
I do. Back in the day when I was young,
I would go back to that if they would put toilet paper in there that I couldn't read the newspaper through.
Yeah. Hey, that's the worst thing you ever wanted to have happen. Is, hey, you got to do number two, and hey, you're out doing your business, and hey, guess what? Look over. No paper. No toilet tissue.
Stop by my office. I got something for you that I carry with me everywhere, and I order in bulk now.
Well, hey, I'm just telling you. You know,
they come in individual packets. Mint fresh, you're good to go.
Oh, mint fresh. Okay.
There's a bracket of bad things that could happen, and that's a one seed.
That's not terrible. Man, there's worse things.
On the bad things that can happen.
You're at least wearing a shirt and you got socks on. You can make it out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Socks. Like,
it ain't no different than doing it in the woods.
I've run a lot of good underwear and a lot of good t-shirts.
That's why Si used to wear 15-inch boxer jocks. Because he had six inches of toilet paper on the bottom of every one of them.
Hold on. That's happened a lot.
That's why I like a belt. Because anytime I had my boxer shorts on, hey, somebody hit a belt. He's ready.
So you've been in, you use the word a lot. You've been in a predicament in a stall with way too much visual confirmation through the wall, and there's been no toilet paper that many times?
Oh, quite frequently.
Well, he travels a lot.
That's why I'm like Martin. Okay, most of the time, unless this is an emergency. No, I don't use public bathrooms.
I ain't going unless that mustache sweat.
Oh, no.
And we all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That lip gets hot.
Oh, yeah.
Quivering.
Yep.
I'm just the opposite. I mean,
I ain't holding it in, son. I'm way too regular.
Well, I'm not holding it in. I'm just, it's not an emergency. I can make it.
I've never understood that, actually.
What?
Like, you either got to go or you don't, right?
No.
Now, if you
can't just be like, no.
Pretty much any time of the day, if I just went in there, I could let something happen. I mean, I'm not like, I mean.
He said, hey, this is under his control.
Like, but yeah. I'm not in there to read the newspaper or catch up on Facebook or nothing like that. Yeah. I'm in there to get a job done.
Yeah.
I'm not a.
Here's the thing.
I'm not a nester, as you would say.
This is one, hey. Everything is out of your control.
You're pretty in this a pretty is, vulnerable state when you're there with your pants around your ankles taking a dump. I mean, it don't get much more vulnerable as a male than that.
Hey, when you've eaten something,
because
you can't disagree.
You can't go
you,
nowhere.
Is disagreeing with you and saying, hey, let me out.
Well, you let them out.
No, hey, that's when I start those breathing techniques.
Hey, that's the only time that, no.
I learned that in Lamaze class.
Now, I've went up on the bank of many a lake. Those always seem to be the worst.
Yeah.
You just, you don't even worry about stumps or nothing. You just run that sucker up on the bank.
Well,
don't handle your business.
Well, hey, no, Phil's always said, hey, it's just better to find you a log.
Well.
Oh, we got to get to the
sometimes
break.
You just find you dry ground.
Well, no, what I'm just saying, hey, you know, hey.
Sometimes you just go find dry ground. That's all you're really after.
That's interesting.
And if you're in flooded timber, a log is about the only dry ground you got.
That's it, boys. Hey.
Which is a man who's 6'4 and bumping about 275 is quite the balancing act, but you can get it done.
Hey, that's it.
Are you talking about me?
No, you ain't 6'4.
You got to be real careful when you're wearing waders.
You got to pull. You got to pull them forward.
Hey, yeah, you got to be real careful when wearing waders.
It's the art to it.
If you don't, you'll be scooping that out.
That's right. Oh. And that way,
burn the waders, boys.
Hey, yeah, you just go back to the blind. And everybody's saying, "Hey, get out! Don't get! No, you ain't coming in here."
Or you could be like old Curly and just use a life jacket.
That's it. Hey,
y'all ain't heard that story.
Hey. Hey, I don't want to hear it right now.
I do.
Oh.
Take a break and then tell the story?
Yeah, let's do
that.
Yeah.
Now, Drew got stuck in an ice storm, and he was like, I ain't going to make it. He gets to his apartment. Who cares? Hey, Drew, sorry. I was telling my friends a story in the break about the other friend.
Drew ain't nobody we know listens
That's
to this
true.
Thing,
so. Anyway, so Drew's stuck in an ice storm in Dallas, and he's like, I ain't going to make it. He makes it to his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
He gets out. He Mm-mm. starts going to the house.
Slips.
Left foot hits the ice.
Yeah.
Oh. Moves about 4 inches forward. Okay. He catches himself, but he loses all control. Uh-oh.
That's right. Yeah.
Right there in front of his apartment.
Yeah. That's it, boys. Hey, that's it.
Hey.
He's the quietest guy. Imagine my best friend being super quiet, but he has to be.
All right. Don't slip when you're
it
in
the It is the greatest story he can tell, and I laugh. Every time he tells it.
Don't ever slip on ice when you're in a bind.
He hit that ice.
Need to get to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Poor planning.
Well, he just, I mean, he probably had to squat to catch himself, too. So, I mean, just.
Yeah, you lose it.
No, shots fired, boys.
That's why I don't live where ice is.
One of them assumed the position, and he did, and it was too late.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who hadn't done it? Well, I ain't done it like that. But, I mean, who?
But,
I've done it.
Well, golf courses get me every time. Actually, my childhood and golf courses, there's been many underwear thrown away there.
I wish I could tell you how many times I come back from fishing pantless, so it's fine.
But, Martin, there's a story of a life jacket and Curly.
Oh, yeah, old Curly.
Curly, which Curly?
Curly Dong.
Curly Dong? Not Curly, Curly, Curly Dong.
No, he got in a
We have
bind.
Multiple friends named Curly.
Si, have you heard this story?
Yeah, oh, no.
Oh, yeah, he was there.
No, no.
Hey, si was part of the aftermath.
Here's the thing. We got a boat run. You put the boat in the blind, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's a door you get into.
All right.
Yep.
Y'all hunting on this day?
Oh, yeah. So you load and unload at the door.
Okay.
So, we pull up in there, and guess what's at the door?
A snake?
He done dropped a big,
a deuce.
Hey.
Maybe even a deuce and a half.
And then we look in the boat.
On the
boat.
Door?
Then we
on
look
the doorway to get
in
into the duck blind.
Yeah. Here's a big cottonmouth.
It wasn't no cottonmouth.
We'd look like one.
I'd have rather had a cottonmouth. I could pick him up and get him out the way.
Hey, he'd look like one.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, then we look. And
mega.
Then we look, and there's the...
one of our life jackets.
Life jacket, and it's got a big smear on it.
Street.
Y'all.
My man took a dump.
Yeah,
in the doorway of the duck blind.
Yeah. And then
wiped his rear end with our life jacket.
With a life jacket.
And left it there for us to find.
Yeah, left it.
Now that's banned for life.
He is.
He left it there for us to find, didn't tell nobody. And Si's right, you get in there in the morning, your flashlight hit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not, a snake is way less scary.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this thing, I understand why he had to get it out, because if not, he was going to be sick.
Oh, no.
I mean, I get it.
But hey, just hang it out the door and let it drop in the water.
Or if you have to do it on the floor, at least take a stick and throw it in the water.
Yeah.
Like, treat it like a dog turd.
He was proud of it, apparently.
Curly
is proud of a lot of things that he shouldn't necessarily be proud of. That's the problem.
Burn the life jacket.
Just carry it home with you.
Wash it off.
Do something.
Bring it back.
No, don't bring it back.
But
I mean, if it's washed off,
look, let me tell you something. You don't get to name Curly Dawn by making decisions better than that. So I'm just saying, but it fits.
We do need to go down a road here because one of us has been banned for life from down there.
And it was for way less than that.
So has Curly ever been back?
No.
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay.
That's
so
that sounds like a legitimate ban.
No. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was about to stick up for you, Phil.
Oh, okay, thanks.
If he wasn't banned for life.
That's the first time today, by the way.
Yeah.
This is a fun one.
I'm just saying.
You talk about snacks and troublesome dumps, and I'm here.
Hey, there's some things that you just don't do. That's one of them.
Yeah, that's a DED. That's a don't ever do. Don't go take a crap in a man's duck blind or deer stand, wipe it with her life jacket or seat, boat cushion, anything, and leave it.
Leave it.
No evidence.
I've got some advice also. Like, me and Si made a rule a long time ago of a courtesy roll. You're driving down the road with your buddy. You roll the window down when you need to. Roll it right back up. No questions. Don't even talk about it.
Oh, it's way funnier.
Is that right,
Si? That's not a fun rule.
That's a courtesy roll.
No, that's what you do with your buddies.
That's right.
With your wife, you lock the windows.
Yeah. Sorry, babe. I can't get it.
Especially if
you reach over there and hit child lock. Bye.
Hey, yeah, especially if it's one of them silent but deadly.
The one where she goes like this.
SPD.
The problem is when she fights back.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not going into this conversation.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nope. Let it go.
You know Allison ain't listening.
This must be a family thing.
Oh, it's just.
There's nothing better than ripping one in the car, going down the road, and just waiting for the reaction.
No, you can't do that with your buddies.
Oh, yeah, you can.
No.
You just sit there and you go.
No, buddy.
It wasn't me.
Seven.
The human
race
is sick.
Five.
No, buddies. I don't do that with buddies. Buddies, they get the window down before you exit.
That's it.
Yep. Give it about a 10 count and then put it back up.
I like it.
Hey.
Your wife, you hit the child.
Hey, no. This is the funniest thing.
Because it's the equivalent of pulling a sheet over her head at night.
Look, we're in one. We're in one of them black limousines in New York City.
Uh-oh.
He's
true
big
story.
Time, y'all.
I was there.
New York limousines. No. He lives his
German
life.
German bathroom.
The whole family. Right. Okay. And Jessica.
Uh-oh.
Bust one. Okay. Okay. Look.
No way.
Hold on now.
I can see the title now. Which Robertson wife cut me in? No. Yes.
Hold on. Look. Hey. Yes.
Get the mic.
The guy slams on the brakes. Driver and says, hey, I will stop and throw all of you out if whoever did that does that again.
Because it was violent.
And it was.
So, hey, guess what? We pull up to Fox and Friends. She let it bust again.
Sweet Jessica?
Yeah.
Do you know why?
We live.
She eats Sonic chili cheese tots like 3 times a day. Like, that's legit.
Like, hey,
you
can't she's going to be mad at you,
you can't eat that much pre-made chili and not have bowel disruption.
Is this like a fun family joke, or is she embarrassed by this?
Oh, no. Hey, it was the greatest thing. We all got high fives when we got out.
Also, there's a significantly higher chance of Allison listening to this than Jessica, so we're fine.
She'll never know.
As long as Hunter don't tag her in the post, we'll be fine.
But hey,
don't do it.
That was priceless, okay?
That's funny.
Si said they done got kicked out of a New York limousine because Jessica done cut wind.
When you started on that story, my head was rolling.
Jep?
Who was it?
Yeah, and I went
Jep
to Jep.
It
could have been a lot of people.
Well, because Jep's got nervous bowel if there ever was one.
Jessica would probably have been my last guess.
But she was laughing.
No, not last. She needed to know the list.
She thought it was funny. She was laughing when she did it the first time.
Hold on.
She was laughing. Everybody else was laughing. Not the driver. I will pull up. No.
Yeah, the driver did not like it at all. What was funny is when we got right, and I think she was sitting right next to him, and she went down one of these.
leaned over.
Raised up off of it, son.
I've heard a lot of being kicked out of things stories.
The raise up.
From all of us in our time. But being kicked out of a limousine for bad gas might top the list.
Yeah, I can never say that's even been threatened time. On me.
But I'm proud to know her.
Yeah.
You know, that was methane gas, big time, boys.
That's that mustard gas.
That's that chili cheese gas. I guarantee you.
Goodness.
I bet you on the way to the airport, she stopped at Sonic. I'm just telling you right now.
It's a great little food joint. That's funny.
Unbelievable. Oh, man.
Pooping your pants, having gas, and eating snacks.
Well, welcome at some point, you knew we were going to degrade down to just a guy podcast. So. that's just what it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, whatever. Jessica's the biggest partner of us all.
No comment.
No comment.
Other than let's take a break. We'll be back right after this. Well, let's try to get back on the podcast that we're familiar with. I don't really even know. But,
so the fish are biting.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, where do you go from there? How did we even get there?
Martin was making a list.
Bad
why
stories.
Why I couldn't be on a judge.
Yeah, then we ended up that bathroom attendant in Miami sent us all the way down here.
I got a cousin that lives in Atlanta, and he was asking me that they're about to do a podcast. It should be a pretty big one, I think. But he was asking me, I think he's going to be like the producer. He's like, what? So y'all got like, he's been watching ours. Like, so the plan going in is what? And I go, sit down.
Yeah.
He goes, then what? I say, and then see what Si says, see what Martin says, see what I say. And then we kind of roll.
Yeah. We get about 3 minutes before the cameras come on. We look at each other, talk to each other, kind of get a feel for it. And then there we go.
We're already telling stories before the cameras
at the beginning. I used to try and have like an outline to keep us on. And then I figured out, you know what?
Yeah, no.
He's the outline breaker.
Hey.
So why even try? And but if I put him on an outline, he's not going to be him. So like, there's no,
you know,
no. Just let him freaking go.
You know what I've noticed? The best moments on this podcast are when Si says, "Oh, that reminds me," whenever I get excited.
My whole life has been that way.
I'm way more interested in more black limousine stories. That's all I got to say.
I wrote 2 books. Okay, and they're about my childhood.
You can get them on duckcommander.com or available in the store.
/ duck. No, that might not be true.
Si gets a royalty.
I'm an improv.
You are improv. You're improv and proper.
It's always good. Improv is always good.
I don't disagree with that. I would love to see Si on Whose Line Is It Anyway. Is that still a show?
No, Willie was on it.
No.
Was he?
Yeah, I never watched it.
Man.
Which was part of my job.
Oh, no. It is amazing what they can come up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing what you come up with.
Well, no. Oh, no, because, hey, especially when they get in the singing part.
Yeah. Well, you're a singer.
When the girl, the piano player, a woman, and a guitar, when they start hitting it, and then here they go.
Who knew Si was such a Whose Line Is It Anyway
fan? Oh, no. I watch it all the time and on the floor.
How much TV do you watch?
Especially only being awake like 6 hours a day.
That's what I'm going through.
And one of the hours is here.
Hey.
And 2 of the hours are on Western.
Yeah, but I've got to do something when I'm awake.
I think he leaves it on and sleeps, and he just gets all this by osmosis. Like, it just gets in there.
What if Si's really awake while he sleeps?
Well, he said he sleeps with his eyes open.
No, I don't sleep really. How do I word this?
Uh-oh.
I don't have, restful sleep.
He doesn't hit that REM sleep.
He ain't in that REM cycle.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I wake up all the time during the night and in early morning, especially early morning.
I'm aware. I've stayed with you.
You know, that's why I tell people all the time. Y'all say God has not got a big, good sense of humor. Wrong answer.
Wrong answer.
Because, hey.
He crack you up all the time.
Oh, no, no. Hey, we have some of the most amazing minutes together, okay? Because he'll wake me up during the night and put something in my head, okay, that I have never thought of before in my life.
Do you keep it in?
Well, no, I usually share it with everybody.
He don't know. Okay, he can't keep nothing.
I can't help keeping it in.
Si,
I got
has anybody ever told you a secret?
No.
They tell him what not to say, no. And that's the first thing he says.
Yeah, if you ever say, okay, and if you watch Duck Dynasty, you know this to be true. Don't ever say, hey, don't do this. You know, because, hey, guess what? That's what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, you and Phil are that way. Like, oh, yeah. I remember used to have him a little breeze before we do things. Like, hey, now don't mention this. Don't. Yeah. That is the. That's what they led with.
Yeah.
Like, okay, let's just not even put the seed in their mind. Yeah, let's not even.
Hey, I kept telling them, hey, don't do that. You idiot.
Idiots.
You know? And here we are. Because
you've just stuck it in my brain pan, and guess what? It's going to work its way out.
What's a brain pan?
A brain pan.
It's like an oil like pan, but it's got like brain.
And it's got less oil in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it may be a little low.
Yeah. So, got a little sludge in it.
Yeah, a little sludge.
At some events, they'll have some cards and questions that they want to ask Si, and I'll look through them before they do it.
I'll
start taking out about four or five of them. They're like, what are you? I said, don't even talk about it. Just take those. don't ever mention this in front of Si.
No, because in Michigan... The preacher, when we was up there doing our thing together Sunday morning, he asked me a question, and I would give him some kind of answer, and then he said, "Wait a minute, you're running your rabbit, you're chasing a rabbit on me." He said, "I want you to answer this question," and I said, "Well, buddy, I'm trying to answer the question.
I'm trying to get there."
Yeah, I said, "I'm trying to get there, but I don't know really what you're looking for."
That was on stage?
Yeah. No, yeah.
He said, hey, quit chasing rabbits?
No, because he was asking me, and he said, well, now, hold it. You got it. You only saw. So he asked it again, and then I finally said, okay. I said, now I think I know where you're going with this. Because he had asked me, he said, well, why did it take you so long to come back to Jesus? Yeah, and I said, well, because I was afraid he wouldn't accept me because I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
That's why it took me so long to finally break down and say, you know, I need help. And he hushed.
Yeah.
And I said, evidently, I finally got the answer you wanted.
You were looking for.
Yeah. You know, and he said, you did.
That is a male Robertson trait, if I ever heard one.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I remember asking Phil, like we did that 50th anniversary video, and I was doing the interview question for him, like, Phil, what does 50 years mean to you? Well, 2,000 years ago, there was a man named Jesus.
From Nazareth.
And I'm like, Phil.
Good question, Martin.
Phil, we gonna share the gospel. Like, get this, what happened in 1972 first?
I'm asking about your company.
You know we're gonna share the gospel in this thing. I was gonna get there, but can we answer what happened in 1972 first? We start at 50 years and we'll work our way to 2022 years ago?
It all starts 2,000 years ago, Martin.
But they're all the same way. Willie's same way when you sit down and interview him. He got better about it. He finally was just like, just tell me what you want me to say. And I was like, okay, praise God. Like, this is, okay. This
hey, guys, this is Willie Robertson.
Yeah.
No, because it took this guy, this is about 45 minutes. He kept asking the same question. And I said, evidently, I'm not giving you what you want. And I said, I'm not sure where you're
going. And
you
was just like that old beagle.
He's an excellent hunter.
You know, hear where the hairy went.
Oh, I got him now, though. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, let's take a little break, and we'll get back, and we'll get in that email bag right after this.
Email bag right after this.
That's right.
Hello@duckcallroom.com. That's the email address. We appreciate all y'all sending your snacks. We're going to do this bracket in the spirit of March Madness.
We're doing the bracket.
I know we're a weekend behind, but maybe we should do 32 because that's what... Nah, let's do 64 just in case people want to send in a lot of snacks.
What are you talking about? What is we the people doing?
We the people are sending us snacks.
Well, hey, find out what's in.
But
the
hey,
box,
you don't have. You can also just send suggestions.
If we can buy them. But again,
I'm going to make the bracket. I think.
Yeah.
Does that sound like a
good
idea?
Send a suggestion and your probable seed number. That way we can take that into
chocolate
account.
Chocolate almonds, a 13 seed if I've ever heard of one.
No, that's a 2 seed.
You making the bracket or am I making the bracket? Who's the committee here, man?
2 seed.
He's the chairman.
I will be fair and unbiased.
That's going
to
be
or
hard
I'll try
to.
Anyway, Sam from a student at UNC Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like ULM? Yeah. Is that?
Yeah, UNC Charlotte ain't a good one. Like for basketball, I'm
easy, man.
Like that's not the UNC you're thinking about.
Okay, so yeah. I'm just learning. I'm guessing it's in Charlotte, yeah. North Carolina. He's planning a worship event. That's awesome, man. He's going to share a message afterwards.
Okay.
That's awesome, man. Do you have any advice for someone who it's their first time preaching?
Keep it short.
Land the plane.
Keep it short.
And
no offense, rabbit shot, I'm just kidding.
No, I was looking at the title of that.
Yeah.
Preaching message advice.
Remember that the power lies in the message, not the messenger.
That's right, not the messenger. That's exactly right.
Keep your message short, concise, to the point, and you're doing a worship event, let the worship be the focus of the event.
And also, you can look at 1 Corinthians 15. That helps you to remind people about the good news about Jesus and the kingdom of God.
What was the one at the church? He always said, hey, if you ain't struck oil by about 15 minutes.
Was that Bill Smith?
It was one of the elders.
Carl Allison. Carl?
Yeah.
Drew's grandpa from the dump story earlier.
Yeah.
He was saying,
hey, if you ain't struck oil about 15 minutes, it's a dry hole.
Yeah, don't keep digging.
don't keep drilling.
Yeah.
Okay? And don't say 50 million times.
Careful now.
No, I don't.
You're getting the meddling now.
Somebody you know does.
That's right. Yeah, but you're getting the meddling now. You ain't preaching.
Oh.
They're talking about me.
No.
Anyways, my advice.
The person I'm referring to is not here.
Oh, okay. My advice for any public speaking is you're going to be nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say that.
Use it.
Yeah.
Use it. But every time I see somebody get up and like, this is my first time. I'm so nervous, guys. That makes you more nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get up there with fake confidence and it will turn into real confidence.
Mm-hmm. And I would say don't look everybody in the eye when you're up in front of however many people. You look at the crowd.
Yep.
You know,
and actually look through them.
Yeah.
And you don't focus on anybody because sometimes if you look at somebody, you get lost.
Halftime, I can't see nothing anyway. They got them lights shining on you. You can see about two rows of people and everybody else just a blur.
And I got one other trick that I do at church. You pick one person. And that's if you got to focus on somebody and you feel like you got to talk to somebody, just pick the nicest face you see and focus on them. And you'll be looking at the crowd, but you're really just looking at that guy.
Pick Wayne McDaniel.
My dude's name is Jim McWilliams.
There you go.
Jimmy Mack. If I ever do anything at our church, I'm like, Jim, you going to be there? And one time he wasn't. And I got way because I was like,
He freaked out. He wasn't there.
I was Jimmy Mack. I got to look at you, man.
Yeah. Hey,
that's funny.
Jim's awesome, dude.
Well, there you go.
But yeah.
Best part is, hey, fake it till you make it.
And the shorter you can, really good speakers can do it quick.
Yeah. I've never heard somebody say, man, that message was too short.
But
I've heard plenty of the other.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, especially, the longer you go, you start to repeat yourself. Mm-hmm. So, and that's always a bad thing.
There you go.
Repeating.
Kind of like we're doing right now. What's the next one?
Kind of like we're doing right now. What's the next one?
Yeah. How heavy we want to go?
It don't matter. We got about 4 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes.
Super heavy?
Yeah.
Heavy. Medium heavy or super heavy?
Yeah, Si looks like he's in a philosophical mood. Go with heavy.
That's right. Hey, go for it.
Bring it.
Well, we got the counselor here, so let's go super heavy.
Go for it.
Yeah, there you go. Right. And he's a professional.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Will from Castilian Springs, Tennessee. Night shift worker, loves listening. Makes the nights go by quicker. People actually look at him funny a lot because he starts laughing. People look at me funny all the time, not for that reason. So we're in the same boat. Anyway, life has hit a low point. 5 years married. She's decided she's out. He says it's because he doesn't communicate with her good enough and she's sick of it. But he's tried to convince marriage counseling. And she's out on that too. She just says, I'm done. She's tired. He says, would love to hear from us. That's tough, man. And I hate that.
Amen.
It's not fun, and I
But to be fair, marriage is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's difficult. It is not all sunshine and rainbows. The good times are, but then bad times get in there, and Brittany gets on me all the time for not communicating, but I'm just not a very effective communicator. Because, like, the problem is she thinks stuff should bother me and stuff doesn't. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that doesn't even, like, get on my radar. That's just one of them deals. I guess it's a difference between a male and a female, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we have done counseling, and we will continue to do counseling from time to time to keep everything fresh. And I don't know, maybe she begged you for counseling. I don't know the whole story here.
In 5 years
of time, it just seems weird that she would say no to counseling. That I find that puzzling.
Yeah, there's a lot that we don't know. But what we tend to do is we create a constructed reality about what we think marriage is. And a lot of times, it's not like that for the man and the woman. She seems to have gone in a direction where, you know, she's kind of saying it's over and she's not willing to do anything. So you're limited now where you have to do some self-preservation.
How long did it say they was together? 5 years?
5 years married.
I'm thinking of you only right now, because like Philip said, she's to the point that she's said, hey, I'm done. Okay, so this is for you.
That's clear communication, too, saying, okay, hey, I'm done.
Yeah, this is for you. Don't let her problem become yours. Okay? I wish you, I hope you can talk her into trying to work it out. But if you can't, and like I said, she's already made up her mind, it seems like, that she's done with it. So, hey, this is to protect you, okay, from further relationships, okay? Don't let this one bad thing, ruin you for the rest of your life. She's got a problem. Especially if she don't want to try to work it out with you, then it's just what I'm feeling. She's the one with the problem.
Yep.
Okay. So, like I said, if you can't convince her, hey, let's go to someone and let a third person get involved with us on this and see if we can't work this out. But if she don't want to go that route, then, hey, don't let all the blame come on you.
Yep. Yeah, and guilt and everything else.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's time to rebuild. And if you, I would say, like Si, I hope it works out. I want it to. Yeah. And I would pray for your marriage to make it. But if it doesn't, and you know it's not going to make it, then in the best way possible, you try to rebuild your life and your relationships and be supported by, you know, your family and friends that you have, and also some spiritual change, you know.
I mean, don't be afraid of independent counseling either.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just because she won't go doesn't mean that you can't. Yeah.
You might need to go, and then she may follow.
Yeah.
You might need to be the leader there and say, look, I've realized I've screwed up, because you've screwed up somehow, some way, for it to be over.
Yeah, but there's two involved.
And there's definitely two involved.
Yeah.
There's both sides of this story, and the truth's somewhere in the middle. But you've screwed up, she's screwed up. So if you take that first step and say, look, I know you don't want to do this, but I've got to work on me, because clearly I've messed up some things, I'm going. That's probably your first step.
Yeah. Yeah, I would start there. I mean, if she's not willing to go, then maybe she needs to just see that you are willing to go rather than the words. Maybe you need to go.
Yeah.
And it may not change anything, but I can tell you that you're not going to be mad that you went and talked to somebody.
Not at all.
You're not going to be like, dang, I wish I hadn't done that.
Yeah.
So I.
Well, it's always good, like they're telling you right now, these guys, okay, you've messed up, okay? Get with a counselor, okay, and find out where you messed up. Where, hey, you don't repeat the process with another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't start a cycle.
Yeah,
don't break the cycle.
That's good.
Don't stay in the rut. Get out of the rut.
But it's weird. I hate to hear that.
Yep. But
man, any of y'all listening,
we pray that hey, you can convince her to go to counseling with you, and you can actually work it out and save your marriage. okay, because you're talking about your partnership here between two people.
Amen.
Okay.
But and, to those listening that may be thinking about getting married or engaged or anything like that, you hear it all the time. I'm just here to tell you, it is tough.
Marriage is like a garden.
It gets better.
Okay.
We're in a way better spot now at, what are we, 8 years? About to be 8 years? Yeah. Than we were at year two. I can tell you right now.
You have to work. You have to, hey, you have to work at it. Okay. Yeah. It's just like a garden. Weeds pop up, and hey, look, if you don't pull the weeds, your garden ain't going to be very good.
Yeah.
And I would also say, I'll be married 31 years coming up here in a couple of weeks. But I'll say, remember, if you're thinking about getting married, it's a contract between you and your spouse and God Almighty.
Yep.
So let God help you through any situation that you're going through. And as me and my wife are growing closer to God, we get closer to each other. So that's always been paramount in our relationship.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that was great advice all the way around. Well, I got a Bible verse for you too, man. We're going to be praying for you, Will. But James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him." You're going through a trial. You're going to have to keep going through it. There is another side to it. We don't know what that looks like, but we'll be praying for the best outcome. And that's it.
Love it. All right. We'll see you next time right here with snacks.
With snacks!
With snacks,
oh,
boys.
Man, I love snacks.
I got a one seed in mind right now.
You got a one
seed,
boy?
You ain't got no one seed. What is it? Say it so he's recording.
No, I'm fixing to go eat me some snacks.